This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tea and lemon and honey here. Speaking of honey, this is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in Washington as we work our way through Monday, the 14th of March. Tomorrow, Rich, the Ides of March are upon us. We'll be halfway through March.
Yep.
It's like that's our anniversary,
year.
Dougie.
Happy anniversary
10 years
to us. So we're going to celebrate that with lunch on Wednesday.
And a pin, right? Isn't 10 years the pin?
Yes.
The
yeah, you do. Yeah, pin? The pin yeah. says, just say no.
Right. It's authentic.
Yes, it is. Did you see all the people that were at the funeral, Nancy Reagan's funeral in Simi Valley at the Reagan Ranch?
I couldn't make it through. I teared up a few times.
Yeah, it was quite a nice service. Quite well done. People that were there. Folks you'd expect. And having been there, Richie, you haven't been there, but Jennifer and I have been there. You see the way things were positioned. And I did see what you were saying about seeing from the way they put the caskets in the ground, seeing the ocean there.
Way, way, way out there, but it's out there.
Yeah, right.
I was confused as to where the actual service was because it rained on Friday, and it looked like they were almost half in, half out,
I couldn't
figure out exactly where they were positioned for the service.
If you looked at the where the life, listen to this, where the line was for the building, that's the side where on that side of the building is where he has been laid to rest, and where the tribute is, there's a sort of a half circle, semicircle dedication to him, and his body is underneath there, and I think that's where it was. Looked to me like that's where it was anyway, on that side. But you couldn't see. I thought in one shot he could see that large. What would you call that? It's not a monument.
No, it's a circular marble thing that where the
right, yeah,
yeah. In any case, it's probably too inside trying to figure out where it was. But to see Diane Sawyer and Tom Brokaw, and I mean, it was like a who's who. You had Arnold Schwarzenegger there, and Tom Selleck, and Maria Shriver. Which, by the way, I thought was kind of cool. Arnold and Maria actually walked the line together to pay their last respect to Mrs. Reagan. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and you also saw Hillary Clinton there.
Yep.
Who took a lot of starch for saying that Mrs. Reagan was responsible for the attention that was paid to those who had AIDS and HIV and got clobbered on Facebook for having said it, and then she apologized. I don't know why she apologized necessarily.
Yeah.
Although the Reagans were late to the party, and Ron, the president, Ron Reagan, like I knew him. I mean, I even felt like you knew the guy.
I think he did. I was talking the other day, and I said, Ronnie, and I'm like, I don't even know the guy. That's the president.
Right. So anyway, he resisted because of some of the advice he got from his advisors early on not to get involved in this thing, and they proved to be wrong. Nancy suggested that it was kind of the same sort of thing as happened with all of the focus on the different types of wind power and solar power, alternative energies, that sort of thing, that she wanted him to embrace early on, and he didn't because of Cheney and Rumsfeld and their oil deals. And this is the same sort of thing. So I think it wasn't until 86 or 87 that they actually got onto it. But at any rate,
I thought it was interesting that Patty made it a little political when she was talking about Karl Rove. Did you hear that?
Well, I did
and
not.
And then did you see George W. Bush's face? It was kind of like, oh, boy.
No, I did not. Go
ahead, Rich.
No. Additionally, I thought it was interesting that she talked about how her and her mom really didn't get along
until
the end.
I mean, she was really, I mean, she didn't hide anything. And she had written a piece, though, and it may have had something to do with that. She actually wrote a piece for either for the Washington Post. You can catch me on that. But for some East Coast newspaper, that's a big one, about how she didn't have a great relationship with her mom. And so she then brought it up again in the eulogy. And then she talked about how her mom was very upset and thought her house was bugged by Karl Rove or the Republicans because she was working on stem cell research for her dad. And Nancy said, no, the house isn't bugged. The Secret Service just checked.
Just what?
Just checked. Just swept the house, so the house wasn't bugged.
Yeah.
But I thought that was weird. My favorite story, though, was the one that she told about her dad getting a massage when they had their house in Pacific Palisades, and he had a big Eastern European guy who was coming in to massage him, and I guess he'd used him before. And he was laying down on the table. The massages started, and Nancy ran into the room and kissed the back of his neck and then left. And Ronald thought that it was this massage guy, so as soon as they got rid of him, as soon as the guy left, he looked at Nancy and said, I think we need to find someone new.
Well, both of the children are much more liberal, if that's the term you want to use, than were their parents, which has been one of the, they not talked much about. Ron Reagan, certainly with his television work and radio work and writing, has shown himself not to be cut from the same stripes as the so-called Reagan conservatives. And Patty was never, there was never any confusion with her under any of the circumstances. But you know what? The world is full of people who love each other that don't agree with each other on some things.
I think the sad takeaway here for me is that it doesn't seem like the Reagans were very good parents.
No, they weren't.
That's exactly what I was thinking. No, they were so in love with each other.
Right. That's
that
all that
you
mattered.
Felt like an outsider. That's what it felt like to me, too.
I agree with you. Yeah, and you're going to hear that from Michael any number of times.
Yeah.
Michael is somebody that Richie and I knew. I think Jennifer, you knew him pretty well. We all knew him
Sure.
He was kind of sore about the way she took him away from them, if you will. Pay no attention to the grandchildren, that sort of thing. There were other things that were more important, you know.
That's Ashley and Cameron, who are Michael's kids, were at the funeral, but Michael was not. He was in, they said he was in Asia, and I believe that he probably was in Asia on business, but I thought it was interesting when Ron got up there and said, Patty and I are orphans now, and on behalf of the two of us, we thank you all for coming. He didn't even mention
Michael.
Right. Ray, Michael or Maureen.
Each other.
Or,
yeah. No, they don't like each other at all. No, and Maureen's gone.
You would think for optics, it would just be, but hey.
Nah,
you know?
I don't think Michael's cut out of that tree. He's not the most open-minded. And maybe these other two are not
like
either.
That's two-way.
Yeah, right. That's what I was going to say. That's what I said. Yeah, it's two-way street. And but they, there were, after Michael's father died, after Ronald Reagan died, he did trade a lot on my father this and my father that. You heard that a lot. It became kind of distracting for those of us who knew him well. It was one of those things that we felt he was overplaying.
He was still doing his show here when his dad died, and it was a life-changing moment for him. In many ways, I mean, emotionally, personally, and business-wise.
Yep. Oh, yeah. One of the things that he said to me, which I'm not necessarily going to kick out of it, but one of the things that's so typical of how humans are, how people are, the day his father died, he said to me, 90% of the people who, quote-unquote, were his friends disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much figure what that was all about, because that's the way some people are.
But without him, he's kept the Reagan brand going. Say what you will. The website, the library, those are all things that I don't think the other two kids would have done quite as well.
They wouldn't have done it at all.
Yeah. No. So I think
they were embarrassed at their father politically.
Yeah. All right, 15 past the hour, no embarrassment here. This is the Good Day program on Monday.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, especially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Coming up on 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I noticed, Jennifer, that Edward Snowden said the FBI's claim that it can't unlock the San Bernardino iPhones is bull, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So how did that rain in your local sphere of influence on Friday, your local Los Angeles area program? He said the government agency has known a method since the 90s.
Yeah, here's where I would disagree with that. That's probably true. But each time the operating system for Apple changes or upgrades, the code breaking changes. And the FBI has said all along that they have a code that will generate the password for the phone. What they need is for Apple to remove that kind of suicide feature that it has, where after 10 tries, the phone shuts down forever. So they have the code breaker. They just need that element of the 10 passwords being the limit to be removed.
So this has been going on now for a month. You may remember last month a federal court instructed Apple to write special software to unlock the iPhone 5C for purposes of understanding what these gunmen that shot things up in San Bernardino did or who they connected to. And Apple said, no, we're not going to do that. They've contested it there. They brought to light the interests of privacy and security. And I'm on their side.
Part of the reason I think the FBI is really looking for the information on the iPhone, even though there may be nothing there, is that there was a report in the LA Times last weekend about the fact that there still could be a third shooter, or that a third person that was involved with this attack.
Yeah.
And they call him the ghost. And it's still a real theory that there was someone else involved. And I think they're struggling to figure out who it is. I agree with you, though. Fear and losing our freedoms do not necessarily go
together. They'll get into that phone to find that person. They can track who that phone called by tracking the phone records and the cell towers.
Yeah.
8 minutes of time they haven't been able to glue back together again.
Well, but still, I mean, any call that was made.
Here's Richard Nixon, we need him. You get the reference, 18 minutes. No, yes. What I'm talking about. Jennifer, do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely
Nixon.
Not, no.
Really?
I know who Nixon is. I'm not that far
when
behind.
Nixon was on trial, in essence, the public arena of trialing, his secretary, Rosemary Woods, noted that there was 18 minutes of tape that was missing in a crucial part of the case the feds had against him. The tape system just didn't seem to work.
Props to you for remembering his assistant's name.
All right, Richie, 21 after this. Good day.
What'd you have for breakfast?
Thank you.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Half the hour now on Good Day Monday, and in this period of time we normally have late night monologues and a little fun from the daytime TV shows. However, because it's Monday, our most recent equipment would lead us to believe that we have sound from SNL, and that is true. Weekend Update joking about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump had to cancel a rally in Chicago last night over security concerns. Believe it or not, the most racially divisive candidate showed up to the most violent city in the country, and things did not go smoothly. Who'd have thought?
Although the police said that they would have been able to handle it. They didn't understand why it was canceled. And Secret Service didn't tell them to cancel it, according to what I read anyway. All right, here's some more. Joking on Trump.
Trump bragged that people have been protesting him his entire life, as though that's a normal good thing. Like saying, oh, this rash? It's always been there. Trump is like that guy who says that every single one of his ex-girlfriends has been crazy. I don't know, man. I think it might be you.
That was sort of feigned laughter, didn't you think?
Yeah, I'm over it. As you can imagine.
Yeah.
Right. But no, by all means, let's go.
All right. Weekend Update joking about John Kasich.
During Thursday's Republican debate, John Kasich stressed the importance of legal immigration, saying that without it, he'd be running for president of Croatia, where, incidentally, he's also trailing by 30 points.
It's a joke about Ben Carson.
On Friday, Ben Carson endorsed Donald Trump for president, saying he has the vision and energy to win. Because nobody knows more about vision and energy than the guy who looks like he just got hit with a tranquilizer dart.
Leave my Ben Carson alone.
I know, I like him too.
They take a shot at Bernie Sanders here.
An analysis of this past weekend's primary victory shows that Bernie Sanders spent 48 cents per vote. It would have been a dollar, but he had a coupon.
Bernie likes that sort of thing. And let's see here. A final joke about a beer company retiring a famous ad campaign.
The makers of the beer, Dos Equis, announced that they are retiring their famous Most Interesting Man in the World ad campaign. He will now go back to his original name, Greg the Lying Alcoholic.
This is what I notoriously, they all had fun with me, folks, with this one, because I didn't know Dos Equis.
It was Dos Equis. That's him, your wondering about.
Him
out.
Too.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here. Moving back to Steve Harvey daytime program. Here he jokes last week with an audience member who lives in the suburbs and says her son leading a too sheltered life.
I live in the suburbs now, and I'm so happy to be there with my son. We have such a happy family.
Absolutely.
He goes to an excellent school, and I want to toughen my son up and give him some street smart. He's a little soft. He says things like, OMG.
You trying to toughen the boy up? Why don't you just take him to his cousin's house every weekend? Let him go down there and play with Nuck Nuck Nim. Nuck Nuck Nim will get him right. Everybody got them cousins you really don't want around your family. If you don't live by them, you see them at the family reunion every year. You know, they be over there under that other tree. That's who you need to let him go hang out with.
Steve Harvey was on again last night with the little big shots. Richie said his daughter is loving this. I think it's the second episode of this show. It shows small children doing sort of amazing things. It's quite a nice show. I watched it for a little while last night.
They had a little Chinese girl last night who was putting animals to sleep.
Yeah.
Like forever?
No.
That's not a trick.
No.
Sicko?
Remind me to tell you what I found yesterday cleaning out the house, the Donald Trump item that you'll get a kick out of. Where are we now? 28 after the hour.
In the news, President Obama gets a physical. This is Dr. Chambers on Cole, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The 44th President of the United States had a physical, and man, are there health lessons for his all in it. He weighs a slender 175. His heart rate, a mere 56 beats per minute, meaning the man's fit. No extra strain on his heart, blood pressure, and enviable 110 over 68. Here's the thing. The President of the United States finds the time in his schedule to look after his body, but you can't. Really? DCOC advice? Remember, no matter how stressful your job, no matter how busy you are, your health is in your hands. You are what you eat. The only fountain of youth that exists is exercise. But if you do pack on the pounds and become diabetic or have a heart attack, we in the white coats will be there for you. How soon we meet, if ever, is your call. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. My website is drchambersoncall.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the old...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up... So am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cobwebs that are in my voice. It is the Monday version of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. And who else do I want to include in my friendship circle?
That's it.
Is that it? Okay.
We're all you have.
Some days it feels like that.
You better get it together, Steffen.
All right. So the poll over the weekend, we normally review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Jennifer and Richie helped me this week because Michael Harrison wasn't around, so it was a good round robin of conversation. Let's see what ended up.
How tired that show ever sounded.
From. okay. All right. We ask you to tell us what's the most important item to you of that list of 10, the presidential race, the immigration policies, Aaron Andrews, North Korea, that kind of usual stuff, the death of Nancy Reagan. Okay, so Aaron Andrews was number one. I thought that was very
interesting.
Wow. Yep, number one with people who respond to the poll at DougSteffen.com. Number two was the presidential race. Number three was immigration policy. Number four, let's see here, the death of Nancy Reagan. Number five, North Korea. And the other, the Middle Eastern stuff. So I thought that was interesting. There was a big, really, a bad explosion, blow up in Turkey over the weekend. A lot of people in Ankara were killed, 34 apparently, according to the officials there. More of that same sort of thing going on in Africa. It's just, I said earlier, Jennifer, before you were here, it just seems like it's the same stuff, only in a different location every week. And so how does it affect our lives? Richie says, I'm going to live my life the way I normally do today. The news media try to scare everybody. Bingo, bango, and it's over, literally. So anyway, of all of those, which did you think was the most important? Which the, if I said to you in the same vein, Jennifer, what's the most important of those items? What did you talk with your father, your friends about over the weekend on that?
Oh, it's all about the Trump rally and about how, you know, a lot of times or a lot of media outlets are saying that this is a Donald Trump problem. But instead, I think this is a problem that Donald Trump has exposed. Yep. And I think that by far was the biggest thing that I talked about with everybody this weekend.
Okay. So, Richie, what about you before I get to...
I'll tell you that on Facebook, on our neighborhood Facebook page, one of my neighbors posted a... If you like Donald Trump, you are ignorant and don't be my friend anymore type post.
Oh, good. Let me have their friendship.
And I love this woman. She's awesome. She was one of my kids' teachers. I love her. But then I just started the conversation and said, listen, we all have opinions. We're not going to agree. Don't try to shut that person down. And they were calling people ignorant for liking. I don't like Trump, okay? But I'm not going to call somebody ignorant because they like him or because they believe in the
Thank
things
you.
That he's saying.
Jennifer and I are happy about that, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I get what the feelings that he's connecting to. I identify with some of the things he says, and I like some of the things he says. But, you know, whether you like Hillary Clinton, Obama, Bernie Sanders, don't try and tell me that I'm uneducated because I like one person's opinions or another. And so this big, long conversation took off, and it lasted all weekend long, and there was a lot of animosity and everything. And I tried to just say, you know what? Everybody has an opinion. Respect it.
Yeah, and you know, there's a couple of words, two words specifically, and you're so right about that one. The word ignorant has been floating around a lot. Like, if you don't agree with me and my vote, the rest of you are ignorant. It was said by Ted Cruz, actually, who called people that vote for Donald Trump low-information voters, which is not...
Get a long way.
Give me a break. You know, everybody gets a vote, so you don't have to use the ignorant word. I wouldn't say it. I don't like Hillary Clinton. I don't like Bernie Sanders. I would never say you're ignorant for voting for them. I will tell you why it's a bad idea, but I'll never say you're ignorant. Now, the other word, any guesses? Because you follow social media a lot, Rich? Fascist. The word fascist has been all over social media, and I don't think people realize the power of that word and have now started throwing it around like an insult, and it's just, ugh, I don't know.
Okay,
makes you want to just kind of run.
Most of you who have been listening to this program and know me and know that I'm in the midst of moving from my farm where I've lived for 38 years.
How did it go?
Another place. Well, it's been a rough weekend emotionally for all of us. That's really why my throat is where it is. Not physically, but just mentally, emotionally. It's not been fun under any circumstance. Lots of stuff in the dumpster. Lots of memories just floating out into the ethos. But one of the things that we found yesterday, Brendan was cleaning out the game closet that we had in our den.
So fun.
Yeah. And we found a copy of Trump the Game.
Oh, my God. Will you give it to me? Can I have it?
You want me to bring it to you?
Yes, I do, please.
I was going to sell it in the yard sale, but I'll bring it to you.
No,
I'll bring it to you. Yeah. It really is hysterical, Richie.
That's
It's about 20 years old.
Is it kind of based on the Monopoly theme?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Buying real estate and selling real estate and that sort of stuff.
And it has all of his properties as the real estate.
Right. Yeah. It's got all of the...
Oh, we could have so much fun with this.
Oh, my. Yeah. We have to
We could update this.
Yeah.
Think of the things that we could, you know, like, go to jail.
Yeah. I'll let Jennifer figure it out.
Get out of jail free card. We could really have some fun with that one.
Yeah. This is a must. It's the only thing I want from your estate, Dougie.
Game. All right. I'll bring it to you when we have lunch on Wednesday. I'll give it to you.
How's Thank
that?
You.
All right, so we got that. It is pretty funny. Megan's not exactly a great Trump supporter. Actually, neither is Brendan. So looked at
I would imagine Megan is one of the people that calls people ignorant for liking
Bernie,
Trump.
Bernie.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we have the Pope yesterday marking his third anniversary as the Pope. calling for mercy. He gave away 40,000 copies of the Gospel of St. Luke at his Sunday blessing. He told the story about an adulterous woman whom Jesus refused to condemn. He said, quote, these are the Pope's words, this woman represents all of us. We are all adulterers before God, traitors of his trust. And her experience represents the will of God for all of us. Not our condemnation, but through salvation, we get to Jesus.
And when you opened up the Bible that he gave you, it came with a free coupon for Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
Yeah, right.
Yummy.
For that woman that's running for the school committee that I was talking about down in Texas, Richie.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, so that's our overview of the weekend as far as poll is concerned. The things, it'll be interesting to see how things are different, because Kalia was on there, it won't be on there this week. Nancy Reagan's on there, won't be on there this week. Pennsylvania shooting won't be on there this week, but perhaps the shooting of the Maryland police officer outside the police station in suburban Washington will be in there. But the rest of the stuff is nothing new with the rest of it. And that's this Hillary Clinton email case. Give it a rest, will you, for God's sakes? There's nothing going to happen there. It really, nothing.
But you want my prediction? I think you're right. I don't think that anything's going to happen to her, but I bet you... What do they say? Dollars to donuts?
Dollars to donuts.
I bet you that somebody from her staff gets indicted, and I bet it comes pretty soon, probably in May, because President Obama's not going to allow her to be indicted, but they've already given immunity to one of her former workers, which means that it's sat in front of a grand jury already, and that will mean that maybe Cheryl Mills or Uma Abedin, one of the advisors to Hillary, might get the
old... Oh, Uma. Oh, my goodness. That would be something.
Yeah.
What about
And you know what I think is funny about this, Doug?
What?
The fact that Obama is letting all of this hang right out there.
Yeah.
He let it kind of go move forward and move forward. Yet when Hillary's on the stump, she's basically running on Obama light third terms and what a great job he's done.
Yeah.
All the meanwhile, he's letting all of these indictments or possible indictments just kind of fester and roll and hang out there in the news.
I think it would have happened quicker if he wasn't protecting her, because they don't like each other at all.
No.
But I think that they have a deal where she kind of disgraces his image and he lets this sort of just fester.
But running on his record isn't going to do her a whole lot of good.
I think you're right.
With me under the circumstances. So let's see. We've got names in the news. Names include Sean Penn, Richard Simmons, and 50 Cent. In a moment here, 43 past the hour on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future.
So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Details on the life and times of 50 Cent, Jennifer.
I do like 50.
Court of the day, it's prop money. He was in court in front of a judge because of the time that he filed for bankruptcy. And then he posted wads of cash on his Instagram account. The money was apparently fake, kind of like the money that they have in that Trump the Game or Monopoly.
Right.
The same stuff. People thought it was serious. And they took it seriously and thought it was a big thing. Hello, get a life, you people. Ooh. Sean Penn. Now, Sean has a very interesting reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Hangs around with interesting people. One of the things
he's a weirdo
that's trending at DougStefan.com today, Kate Del Castillo has disputed part of his El Chapo article. Interesting because it looks like Sean Penn was in cahoots with Oliver Stone to actually get to El Chapo so he could study him because he's going to play him in an Oliver Stone movie about him, not him being Sean Penn, him being El Chapo. So here's Crime Watch Daily's report on the meeting with El Chapo.
It's the story behind the picture at the intersection of Hollywood and crime. Oscar winner Sean Penn's secret meeting with one of the most notorious drug lords in history, El Chapo. Was their Rolling Stone one-on-one in the Mexican jungle really just a cover-up for a secret movie deal? Now an explosive new documentary, El Chapo and Sean Penn, Bungle in the Jungle, exposes all new details and raises alarming new questions.
Alarming.
Was Sean Penn doing research to play El Chapo in an Oliver Stone film? That's one of the new bombshells dropping in the documentary, taking the world inside this secret saga. And there's rare insight from Penn's former assistant, Tyrell Ventura.
Whether Sean was or wasn't an actor, I think he would still be an actor.
But the biggest revelation may be that two of Oliver Stone's producers joined Penn and Mexican star Kate Del Castillo on that clandestine meeting with El Chapo.
Wow.
And by the way, they've already started filming on this movie, and I have some of the audio.
All I hear is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
There it is. Sean Penn is El Chapo.
That is breaking news, Richie.
Right, it's breaking news.
You all right. Will only hear it here.
Richard Simmons, trending at DougStefan.com, speaking out. Don't worry about me. Here is Natasha Martinez from ComplexNews.com with some of the strange allegations being made about Richard Simmons.
According to the New York Daily News, despite his managers claiming everything is fine, his friend Mauro Oliveira thinks he is being held by sinister forces out of his control. He was possessed by a bad spirit. I think tormented is the best word to describe his mental state. I think it was black magic, witchcraft. That's not close to your culture, but to my culture in Brazil and to Mexicans, that is a real thing. They invoke the spirits, they light black candles and red and blue candles. I've never participated, I only saw from a distance. But at services, they do special meals, they offer meals to the bad spirits and light candles invoking with words. Apparently, Oliveira was one of the last to see Simmons. He invited him over to tell him that he was withdrawing from the public eye and that they couldn't be friends anymore. Oliveira blames Simmons' live-in housekeeper of 3 years, Teresa Reveles, and he is convinced that she has placed some sort of spell on Simmons to keep him in check, away from the public eye and away from his friends.
So then we should be playing
Round the World and lift Round the World. You got it.
Either that, Richie.
I love him.
Or I'll cast a spell on you, screaming Jay Hawkins. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
And round the world and lift, lift, and lift. Round.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The hour now on the Monday Good Day program, Tech Talk Time, with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, revealing the plans to prosecute severe online threats against women. Representative Catherine Clark has a new proposal that was aired at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. So let's talk about that first, Greg. What the South by Southwest concert, well, it's a kind of a concert, cacophony of voices and ideas. So what happens there? And then let's talk about this proposal.
Sure. Well, South by Southwest is really an extraordinary event if you ever get a chance to go. And I think people would be surprised. I think they just celebrated their 20th anniversary. It started as a music festival, then it grew to include film, and now it's grown to include technology, particularly interactive technology. And, I mean, if you ever wanted to go to an event where some of the smartest people in the world were not just there speaking, but also walking from lecture or event to event, I mean, you would just be surrounded by some really fascinating and interesting, and also at night, very, very heavily partying people. I mean, it is just a really good time. It is also a place where, when it comes to technology, big ideas often get floated. So if you have a big idea and you're a big enough name to speak there, you're going to attract other people who are there to see what's going on because it's a place to connect with people.
Didn't the president go there instead of going to Nancy Reagan's funeral?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Obviously, when the plan was made for him to speak there, they didn't know that Nancy Reagan was going to die. And
be buried. Inconvenient of her to have done that.
Well, okay, whatever. someone had to make a choice. Clearly, the choice was made.
Yeah.
But Representative Catherine Clark has proposed a $20 million grant for state and local law enforcement to investigate and prosecute cyber crimes, particularly against vulnerable groups, so mm-hmm. women and others.
Women and
other vulnerable groups. And you know what? The devil's in the details. How, you know, it's not hard to find people who are committing these kinds of cyber crimes. The hard part is detecting them. And, I mean, look, those kinds of crimes have been going on for a long time, and they're not always the guy next door. Sometimes they're people in other parts of the world where the laws may or may not apply, and they're often done by people who are very, very smart, and they know exactly how law enforcement would work to find them, mm-hmm. and they're one step ahead and know how to hide.
So this is federal money that would come to federal money would be the grant for the investigation and prosecutorial side of the cyber crimes that would be committed.
That's my understanding. Yes.
Right. Yes. Okay. GM in the news. I think this is also a sort of South by Southwest thing. Driverless cars. They don't want to be the last ones. They seem to want to be the first ones. I'm not sure they're going to be either. But what do you see here? Cruise automation, which allows you to have the car on its own. But doesn't the roadway have to have sensors and stuff in it?
Well, it's so obviously over time our roadways will facilitate this, but we already in a sense have cars that almost drive themselves now.
Back into parking spots and that sort of thing.
Well, even beyond that, I mean, for instance, I a year ago drove a Volvo that. In a sense, could detect almost everything about the road. It would tell me if I veered out of my lane.
Yeah.
It would tell me if I was getting too close to the car in front of me. And I was essentially able to let it drive me. I had to steer, but it could have almost steered itself.
Yeah.
But it did all the acceleration and the braking.
And I'm listening to you tell me, as I've experienced it only once, driving Meredith down to Florida in a new Range Rover that had a little thing that I didn't realize. I thought it was something wrong with the car. But every time I'd move a little bit to the left or right, it would go...
Yes,
yeah.
That's what it was.
So I found a switch and shut it off.
Yeah, and many people have cars that warn them when there's a car next to them so that you don't make a lane change. I mean, we've all had that experience of you're about to change lanes and so what Cruise Automation has done, and this is the company that GM has acquired, it's over $1 billion acquisition, although they haven't announced the actual price tag.
Yes.
It is what's mostly been happening is specific companies like Volvo and like Tesla have been building their technology into their cars. Mm. What Cruise is doing is building a kit that you could add to any car.
Ah.
So it's a collection of sensors.
It didn't have to be built in.
It doesn't have to be built in. And if you think about it, obviously, that's the future because you can roll it out to many cars at a time.
Wow. That's pretty interesting. All right, there it is. You're going to write about this in Men's Health Magazine this month?
We'll definitely be talking about it.
All right. Greg Stebbins, editor of Men's... No, he's not the editor. Well, he could be. He's good at it. But he's the technology editor, specifically Men's Health Magazine, here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.